请弟兄姊妹们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's just turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
从第一节读到第十节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 10.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God,just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more.
你们也晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
Verse 2. For you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，隐蔽，隐喜。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God.
不要一个人在这世上业愤欺侮他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应，正如我预先对你们说过，又切切嘱咐你们的。
And that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you.
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification.
所以那弃节的不是弃节人，乃是弃节那赐圣灵给你们的神。
So he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you.
论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们知道蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia, but we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
我们圣经读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
请低头，有点简单祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a simple word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你召聚你的儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on the day of your resurrection, you gather your children before your throne.
主，我们感谢你因着你的复活，叫我们今天有将来复活盼望。
Lord, by your resurrection, we have this resurrection hope.
因着你的将来下来，我们真是今天就知道如何存着一个等候敬畏的心过在地上过生活。
That because of your eventual return, we would know how to live our lives.
我们感谢你，你借圣灵继续向你的儿女们说话。
And you continue to speak to your children through the Holy Spirit.
特别在这个时代，在这个黑暗已深、白昼将近的时刻。
Especially in these dark and last days.
常常把我们从世界分别出来。
That you would sanctify us out of this world.
让我们常常存一个敬畏的心，活在你的跟前。
That we would have a reverent heart to live before you.
知道那要来就要再来。
That he who will come will come.
并不迟延。
And will not delay.
我们感谢你常常用你的话来坚定我们的信心。
We ask that you would use your word to firm up our hearts.
叫我们因着信能够活在你跟前。
That by faith we can live before you.
让不凭着眼见，乃是凭着信心，好像在地上这是过一个你所喜悦的生活。
Not by sight but by faith that we would live a life that is pleasing to you.
今早晨我们愿一同仰望在主的面前。
We would commit ourselves before you this morning.
我们求主宝血多遮蔽我们。
May your precious blood cover us.
让我们来到你面前，真的靠着耶稣的血。
That all of us who gather before you are in the blood of our Lord Jesus.
让我们坦然无惧来到圣座前来向你仰望，求你向我们施恩典。
That we can come boldly before your throne, that we can look upon you and you would give us grace.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 晚早晨，愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
We'd like to continue sharing the book of 1 Thessalonians with the brothers and sisters.
我们说帖撒罗尼迦 书信呢是保罗给教会的，就时间来说，给教会头一封信。
We know that the book of 1 Thessalonians chronologically is one of the first letters written to the churches.
当保罗写完更多帖撒罗尼迦前书以后，不久他就写了后书。
Not too long after he wrote 1 Thessalonians, he wrote the second letter.
从这两卷书里面，我们可以看见里面一再提到主再来这件事情。
And in both these letters, he talks about the eventual return of our Lord Jesus.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书它的主题或它信息就是讲到主的再来。
So the main topic of 1 Thessalonians is the return of our Lord.
前书讲到主的再来，是特别对着我们这些相信的人来说的。
And in this matter of the return of our Lord, He's writing to those of us who already believe.
因为当主再来，主的再来就把那个最后救恩带给我们。
And when He returns, He will bring the final salvation.
所以在每一卷，在每一章后面都讲到主再来的时候，我们在他面前的一个光景。
And so when He talks about this, He talks about our condition right before the Lord's return.
后书呢，虽然是讲到主的再来
，and in Second Thessalonians, even though he is still talking about the return of our Lord,
但是他重在这个再来主他是怎样一位主。
But his focus in the second letter is the returning Lord. What kind of character he?
所以在后书里面，让我们看见主再来的时候，这位再来主他是怎样一位主？他是公义审判的主。
And when he talks about the returning Lord, what kind of Lord is he? He is a Lord of justice and judgment.
特别要发生在那些不信的人身上。
Especially on those who do not believe.
所以在后书里面告诉我们说，当这位再来主的时候，他所显出来的公义的审判，要报应在那些不认识神、不听从福音的人。
And so he will, in his righteousness and in his judgment, he would pour out his judgment upon those who do not believe.
他们要受刑罚，他们要进到永远的沉沦里面。
They would be judged and cast into eternal judgment.
当主再来的时候，他要用他口中的气灭绝那些降临的荣光，要废掉那些不法的人，那些抵挡真理的人。
He would destroy those who were opposed to the truth.
所以我们看见圣灵借着使徒写出给教会头一封书信。
So here we see the first letter that the Holy Spirit has written to the churches.
就是主的再来。
And it's talking about the return of our Lord.
所以当一个蒙恩得救以后，他所要知道的信息是什么呢？就是主有一天还要再来。
So one of the first things that that we talk about when we first believe in the Lord is that the Lord will return.
就是书信的次序安排来说，我们知道罗马书是教会书信的头一封信。
In terms of chronology, Romans is the first letter written to the churches.
那罗马书告诉我们，它主题、它信息呢是讲到神的福音。
And the topic of Romans is the gospel.
所以罗马书告诉我们说，福音不仅叫我们借着主耶稣基督的血罪得洁净。
So Romans tells us not only that have our sins been forgiven by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
不仅叫我们在神面前被称为义。
Not only have we been justified before the Lord,
福音最终所代替我们来是要把我们带到荣耀里面。
But the purpose of the gospel is to bring us into glory.
所以这是神永远的旨意。
And this is the Lord's eternal purpose.
所以我们看见罗马书这个教会在安排事实上头一封书信里面一开头也告诉我们主的再来。
And so immediately after this, the first letter that the Holy Spirit writes to us is about the Lord's return.
因为当主再来的时候呢，我们的身体要改变，我要得到儿子的名分。
So because when the Lord returns, and our bodies will be transformed, and we will receive adoption as sons.
主要把我们带到荣耀里面。
And the Lord will bring us into His glory.
所以罗马书一开头，罗马书也一开始就告诉我们说，我们要得救盼望，我们得救乃是在乎这个盼望。
And so Romans tells us that.We are saved for this hope.
就是盼望主还要再来。
This hope that the Lord will return.
所以我们看见我们是一般有盼望的人。
So we are people of hope.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书刚才说，在每一章的末了都提到主再来这件事情。
And we said before, at the end of every, one of these books that he talks about the return of the Lord.
当主再来的时候，在我们这些相信人身上要发生什么事情呢？
When the Lord returns, what would happen to those of us who believe in the Lord?
从第一章末了告诉我们说，我们可以脱离那愤怒的耶稣的审判。
It says at the end of chapter 1 that He will rescue us from the wrath to come.
而到第五章末了，要告诉我们，当主再来的时候，我们要完全成圣，无可指责。
And at the end of chapter 5 that we would be made complete and perfected without.
这是主再来，主再来说带给我们的救恩。
And this is the salvation that the Lord brings to us.
所以我们看见保罗他在这个主的再来这个光中呢，来写这一封书信。
So this is the spirit in which Paul writes this letter to us.
他也借着他在这个主再来这个光中，我们可以看见他是如何在帖撒罗尼迦教会在那服事。
And in this light, we see how Paul served in the Church of Thessalonians.
在那里劝勉他们。
And how he encouraged them.
保罗也是借着他的服事，把人要带到那个主再来的这个光的里面。
And in his service, he would bring the people into the light of the Lord's return.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，我们也实在需要在这个主再来光中里面来领受这些话。
So when we read 1 Thessalonians, we should receive the words in the same light of the Lord's return.
看见原来这是我们得救的一个盼望。
To see that this is the hope of our salvation.
所以当一个人活在主再来这个光中的时候，
when someone lives in this light,
人就知道如何在地上过生活。
They would know how to live their lives here on earth.
过一个神所喜悦的生活。
A life that is pleasing to the Lord.
正如有一首诗歌里面所说的。
As there's a hymn that says,
作诗的人他在说，我今日每日举目希望审判台前的亮光。我今日举目希望审判台前的亮光。
I don't think that's what the
stanza 四里吧。
Stanza two. I'll utterly forsake this world and sever all the ties. My path may narrow more and more. I'm but a pilgrim here.
愿我所有生活工作那日都能耐火。愿我的所有生活工作那日都能耐火。
That all of my my life's work may stand the test of fire.
这是一个活在主再来光中的人的一个感受。
This is what someone who lives for the Lord will receive.
他巴不得他生活、他工作那日都能够经过火的试验。
That all his life's work would stand the test of fire.
因为当主再来的时候，有火要显现。
Because when the Lord returns, then he will bring fire.
每一个人的工程都要经过这个火的试验。
And all of our life's work would be tested by this fire.
那一天。主照着个人所行的要报应个人。
And so the Lord will repay everyone for what they have done.
所以在第四章里面，我们再次看见保罗他在那里是怎样劝勉帖撒罗尼迦教会的圣徒们。
So this is how he encourages, how Paul encourages the saints at Thessalonians.
他们应该怎样生活里面来过地上的生活。
That how they should live their lives here on earth.
等候主的再来。
Awaiting the Lord's return.
在这一章里面，我们可以看见他最少提到三方面。
So here we see at least three points.
头一个就是过圣洁的生活。
The first is to live a sanctified life.
这是就着个人来说的。
This is according to each person.
第二方面呢是彼此相爱。
The second is to love one another.
这是就团体生活来说的。
And this is for the church as a whole, for the
corporate body. 第三方面呢是在末了告诉我们，我们都有一个等候复活被提的一个盼望。
And the last item is that we all have this hope of resurrection. And this is what will occur in the future. So today we will only share about the first two points.
看我们今天怎样的生活态度在地上来等候主的再来。
What is our attitude of our lives here on earth as we await for the Lord's return?
头一个就是过一个圣洁的生活。
The first is to live a sanctified life.
保罗在这里对他们说，我们靠主耶稣欠你们，求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以逃神的邪，就照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Finally, then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more. We know that when Paul shared the gospel to the area of Thessalonica, they believed in the gospel and they were saved. Not only that they believe in the gospel and were saved.
他们在那里也接受保罗的教训，照着保罗的教训在那过生活。
They received instruction from Paul and they lived according to Paul's teaching.
他们知道整个生活才能得神的喜悦。
And they knew what kind of life they had to live to please the Lord.
虽然他们信主的年纪非常短,
even though the years that they believed in the Lord were very short.
又在苦难的当中,
and they were in suffering.
但是我们已经看见他们在这样艰难的不容易的环境当中，他们仍然显出那种属灵美好的见证。
But even so, they demonstrated the good testimony of the Spirit.
不因着艰难而退后而倒下。
That they were not pushed back or defeated.
他们仍然靠主刚强而站立得住。
They were relying upon the Lord, they were able to
stand firm. 他们信心，他们爱心已经成为许多信主之人的榜样。
And that their faith and love for one another was an example for the rest of the
world.
We can see that this is by the Lord's grace and mercy that they could remain in this condition. And also we can see that they have received and were faithful to Paul's teachings. And they were living according to Paul's teachings.
所以他们属灵生命好像在很短时间里面他们就 长进得非常快。
So it seems that even though the time of life in the Lord was very short, but they grew very quickly.
为什么他们在那很短的时间里，他们生命成长那么快速呢？
How did their life grow so quickly in such a short amount of time?
我想有一个很重要的原因。
I think one very important reason is
就是他们在那接受使徒的教训，顺服使徒的教训。
That they received instruction of the apostles and were faithful to them.
因为在第一章里面，我们可以看见，他们在那里不仅效法保罗他们，也效法主。
That not only did they follow Paul's example, but they also follow the Lord's example.
因为保罗他是一个效法基督的人。
Because Paul is someone who follows the example of the Lord.
所以他们能够接受顺服保罗教训。
So they received teaching from Paul.
更重要，他们是效法主自己。
But more importantly, they were following the Lord's
example.
So we see that a very important part of spiritual growth.
为什么他们愿意接受使徒的教训，顺服他的教训？
Why were they able to receive teaching of the apostles and were faithful to them?
因为他们有一个谦卑的一个心。
Because they had a humble heart.
圣经讲到谦卑的时候，常常和顺服是连在一起的。
When the Bible talks about humility, it often links it together with faithfulness or
顺服
obedience.
彼得前书在那告诉我们说，他说要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。 以谦卑束腰。
This is Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
For God is opposed to the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我想这是他们能够一直在神面前蒙恩的一个原因。
And this is one reason that they were able to stand before the Lord.
我们看主耶稣来到地上的时候也是一样。
We see that the Lord Jesus himself,
他怎样表现他那个生命呢？
How did he express his life?
腓立比书那里告诉我们说，他本来是与神同等，但是他却不以神同等为强夺。
Philippians tells us that even though he was equal to the Lord, he did not consider this equality with the Lord as something to be grasped. He, being found in appearance as a man, he humbles himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So we see that humility and obedience are linked together. Only someone who is humble can be obedient. Only someone who is humble can receive instruction from someone else. So we see that the Thessalonians already have a good testimony. But Paul here says that you excel still more. That their faith and their love is already expressed very well, and that they're already an example for other people. But he's saying that in that manner that which you walk now, that you should excel still even more. What he's saying is that what you have now is still not enough. Even though you already show this good example, you should add more and more. And only by adding more will their spiritual growth continue to grow and not stagnate. We see a second church, the Church of Corinthians. Why? How did they fall into this pitiable state? I believe that in the beginning, they also received grace from the Lord. The Lord gave them many blessings, many gifts.
So
I think that the Corinthian church had more gifts than any other church. But how did so many difficulties come upon them? Because they thought that what they had was enough. So he wrote a letter to the Corinthians and said, you are already filled. Without us, you should already be kings. They thought of themselves as full. And that they didn't need Paul to continue teaching them. They can be their own rulers. They can be independent. They can be kings. And in this attitude, we see that their condition fell. And that their outward expression was that of a child, of an infant. So that they didn't want Paul to come and teach them. And when Paul taught them, they couldn't receive it. And they even objected to Paul. They didn't accept his apostleship or his authority as an apostle. And their condition caused Paul to be filled with sorrow. Contrast with the Thessalonians, when he heard of the Thessalonians, he was comforted in his heart.
So, 弟兄姊妹，让我们可以看见，当一个人愿意常常谦卑在神面前的时候，
so when we see someone who is willing to be humble before the Lord,
他就很容易接受别人的教导。
He is able to receive teaching from other people.
We
will be able to be led. And that we would be able to pursue the Lord even more. And they would continue to walk forward in their spiritual life. So in our road of spiritual life, that we need to have a humble heart. Because this is an important aspect of our salvation. Because In 2 Peter, he tells us,
他说神用他荣耀和美德招呼召我们。
With his glory and his beauty, he has called us.
又将那宝贵又极大应许赐给我们。
And he has given us this great calling.
叫我们既然能脱离那从情义而来的败坏, 就与神的性情有份。
That we could have a portion with the Lord.
这因着这缘故, 我们要更加的殷勤。
And for this reason, we ought to be
殷勤, 努力, 殷勤。
We should be diligent.
有信心还要加上德行。有信心, faith.
But having faith,
要加上德行,
we should add on good right righteous works, good works.
有了德行还要加上知识。
And after good works, we should have knowledge.
有了知识还要加上节制。
And with knowledge, self-control.
有了节制又要加上忍耐。
And self-control, patience.
有了忍耐又加上前进。
And patience, godliness.
有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And after godliness, love for the brothers and sisters.
有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众的心。
And after loving the brethren, we should love everyone.
你看, 有了还要加上, 有了还要加上。
So we see, after you have something, you have to add more.
所以我们看清楚了属灵追求是一代加上一代加上的。
So we see the spiritual life is one upon another upon another.
我们看使徒保罗在地上的时候就是这样的生活态度。
So we see the apostle Paul's attitude.
他当然努力追求要认识主耶稣基督。
And he pursues the Lord to know him.
他更多得到基督。
That he wants to know the Lord even more. And his entire life is diligently pursuing the Lord and running
after him.
Why is it that when we have, we need to add more?
虽然已经有了,但是我们知道我们身上还有一些欠缺,还有一些需要。
Because we see as we have some, we see we lack in other matters that we still need more.
所以神给我们一点点,我们还要加上更多。
So we see that the Lord has given us a little that we need to add more.
所以保罗他在这里说,你们要照你们现在所行的,更加的勉励。
So we see that what you are doing now, that you need to excel more.
我想,天上一家教会在当时的教会当中,实在是一个非常有见证美好的一个教会。
So I believe that the Thessalonian church is a good church with a great testimony.
已经成为众信主之人的榜样,效法的一个对象。
That they are an example for the other churches.
但是保罗说你们还不够，你们还需要更加的勉励，更加的追求。
But Paul still tells the church that you need to pursue even more.
用什么？这就是一个人在主在这个光中，在地上生活的一个态度。
So this is the attitude of someone who lives in the light of the Lord.
所以保罗在这里有两次提到说更加勉励，更加勉励。
So he's here that you need to excel more. Need to
后面讲到彼此相爱的时候，他也是说更加勉励。
And when he talks about brotherly love, he says you need to excel still more.
那保罗他底下继续告诉他们说，我们也晓得主耶稣凭着主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
He says what commands that we have we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
That for this is the will of God, your sanctification.
他说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。For
this is the will of God that you would be sanctified.
要我们成为一个圣洁的人。That
we would be a sanctified person.
我们知道在旧约的时代,
we know that in the Old Testament,
那些祭司们他们要侍奉神,
those priests, when they had to serve the Lord,
他们要成为一个圣洁的祭司,
they had to be a sanctified priest.
会幕里面那些器具, 神,他们怎样才能够,来被使用呢? 他们必须要分别为圣, 才能被神使用。
for all the items in the tabernacle, before the Lord can use them, they have to be sanctified.
旧约人要侍奉神，那些器具要成为侍奉神的器具，他们要用血和或是膏油来涂抹。
And for those who wanted to serve the Lord, if they wanted to be useful to the Lord, they had to be anointed with either blood or oil. After they were anointed with blood or oil, they were considered holy. These items or these people that were set apart for the Lord, they haven't really changed yet. Their character hasn't changed yet. They haven't been transformed. But because there is blood or oil on them, they are considered holy and they can be used by the Lord. In the New Testament, we see, how can we be holy? It is by the blood of the precious blood of our Lord.
但是圣灵成我们圣，叫我们成为圣洁。
And the Holy Spirit causes us to be holy.
所以彼得前书三章告诉我们说，
So in 1 Peter it tells us,
他说造父神先见被拣选，借圣灵成圣洁，以至于顺服。
According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ.
因着圣灵叫我们成圣，以至于顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
By the sanctifying work of the Spirit to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled by His blood.
所以血不仅叫我们罪得赦免,
so the blood doesn't just cause our sins to be washed
血也把我们从世界里面分别出来, 成为圣,
but also separates us from the world, causes us to be holy.
所以是因着圣灵在我们身上把我们分别出来成为圣洁的人，叫我们能够信服真道。
So the Holy Spirit sanctifies us and causes us to be holy that we can receive the true gospel.
到后书保罗也说，你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁， 能以得救。
And in 2 Peter it says that 2 verse 3. In 2 Peter chapter
chapter 2.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2,
verse 13.
But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren. Because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit. So Paul tells us from the very beginning what is the church. Because the church is someone who is called to be sanctified. And when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are already in Him. Because we are sanctified people, we are saints. So everyone who has received the gospel.
这是我们的身份，这是我们的地位。
This is our position, our adoption.
所以当神把我们从世界里面拯救出来，分别为圣出来以后，我们在他面前就是一个圣洁的人。
When we are called out and sanctified by the Lord, we have become holy, sanctified.
这是神在我们身上的一个工作。
This is the work of the Lord upon us.
但是当一个人要开始过一个圣洁的生活的时候呢？
When we begin to live a sanctified life,
怎样借生活来表明我们是一个圣徒？
How can we, by our living our life, express that we are sanctified?
让我们在生活行事为人上都能显出那圣洁的特性出来。
How can we express the character of sanctification upon ourselves?
那关键是什么？
What are these key points?
罗马书第十章。
Romans 12, chapter 1 tells us,
当一个人要过一个圣洁的生活，头一件事情就是把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这是理所当然, 这是神所喜悦的, 这是圣洁的。
This is something that we ought to do. This is something that pleases the Lord.
所以当一个圣徒, 他要开始过地上一个圣洁生活的时候,
when a saint wants to live a sanctified life,
他所要做的事情, 头一件就是把自己
The first thing he needs to do is to offer himself up before the Lord.
当一个人把自己奉献给神的时候, 神说这是个圣洁的。
And when he offers himself up, the Lord says, this is something that is sanctified.
所以圣洁的生活乃是从奉献开始。
So a sanctified life begins with sacrifice.
当一个人把自己奉献给神的时候, 他知道他不再是属自己的人。
When he sacrifices himself, the person recognizes that he doesn't belong to himself anymore.
他是属神的人。
He belongs to the Lord.
所以他不能够照从前的生活方式在地上过生活。
So he cannot live the way he used to.
他知道他现在是一个圣徒。
Now he knows he is a saint.
他把那圣徒的本性特质显在他生活上。
And he expresses the character of a saint in the life that he lives.
所以保罗他说，神的旨意就是要叫你们成为圣洁。
So Paul here tells them that you should be sanctified.
而这个圣洁呢，在希腊原文里面，圣洁有两个不同的字。
In the original Hebrew, there are two different words for.
一个是指那个圣洁的本身，它的性质是圣的。
The first meaning is that something by its nature is holy, is sanctified.
另外一个是圣洁呢，是说他在生活上所显出来那个圣洁的行为那个表现。
And the other is the expression of sanctification through the works.
所以这里所讲这个圣洁呢，是指的在生活行为上所表现出来那个圣洁的一个特性。
So the sanctification he uses here in Thessalonians chapter 4 is the expression.
神靠我们是一个圣徒,
so not only does the Lord see us as being sanctified, but we have to express the sanctification.
在生活上看见那一件事情是正的,
to show that in what we do, that we are holy. To express the holiness of our life. This is the will of the Lord. The Bible tells us that because the Lord is holy, you should be holy as well.
And we
ought to pursue holiness because because the Lord is holy, we can meet the Lord.
我们可以来到主面前，我们可以来朝见神自己。
On one hand, because of the sanctification of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can meet God the Father. But in the life of the Holy Spirit,
若是我们不是过一个圣洁的生活，我们就不能来到主面前。
If we do not live a holy life, then we can't approach the Lord.
我们来到神面前的时候，我们和神之间有个间隔。
When we approach the Lord in such a way that there is a separation between us.
因为我们是一个不圣洁的人,
because we are an unsanctified
person. 所以我们不能够朝见主,
so we cannot meet the Lord.
所以圣经才告诉我们说我们要追求圣洁,
so the Bible tells us you should pursue
sanctification.
Without sanctification, we cannot meet the Lord.
所以在这里保罗说你们要成为圣洁要掩蔽隐喜,
so Paul says here, your sanctification, that is that you abstain from sexual immorality.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天处在这个罪恶、邪恶的时代。Brothers,
we live today in an evil era.
我们周遭充满许多不圣洁的事物。Around
us, we're surrounded by many unsanctified things.
我们所听的、我们所看见的都是不圣洁的事情。The
things that we see and we hear are all immoral.
我们在这样环境里面，我们怎样过一个圣洁的生活呢？
How can in this surrounding can we live a holy life? That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification. So that all these impure things around us will not
stain
us. Which means that we ought to have the separation between us and the world. That we cannot live as we used to.
我们不能照着今天那个世界潮流风气生过生活。
That we cannot live a life pursuing the things of this world.
今天世界充满许多不圣洁的事物。
Today the world is filled with all sorts of impurity.
许多潮流和风气影响每一个人的生活方式。
And a lot of these things would impact our spiritual life.
也许那些风气潮流不见得是一个罪恶的东西。
And some of these things, these entertainment or whatever,
但是是不正的,
might not be evil, but they are not. They are common things. They're not holy.
什么是圣呢? 圣就是归属的。
So what is holy? It's something that is not common.
一个活在属的里面, 那种就是不圣的一个光景。
If you live a common life, then your life is not sanctified. Not holy. 我们看见今天地上许多潮流都是属的。
So
a lot of the things in this world today we see are common. They're not holy. And these are things that don't please the Lord. And things that are popular today. And the rest of the world will follow after these popular things. As if they couldn't stop themselves. If you don't pursue these popular things, you may be considered like you don't fit in with this period of time. And you would not be able to live well. And if everyone's doing certain things and you don't do it, they would consider you strange. And you may feel alone that you don't have any companions.
感受到的一种气氛,
and this is a feeling that we can see all the time.
从我们所用的各种东西当中，很清楚看见这个潮流是非常厉害的。
And from the things that we use every day, we see that this distraction is very great.
为什么今天科技那些科技公司一直要创新呢？
Why are all these chemical companies trying to make new things? Technology companies making all
these new products.
If they don't make new product, then their company can't continue on.
Once one
cell phone comes out, very soon after, a new design comes out. And people will just pursue from behind. If you don't buy the newest model with all the features, then you can't work together or communicate with the people around you. Brothers and sisters, don't think lightly of these things. That these are just a part of our lives today. That they don't mean much. But if we see these things, if we pursue them, that means our hearts are set upon them. And that the people won't be able to walk in with this age. And people would say that you're not, or you are part of this era. Some people may say that these things are necessary. Are they truly necessary? Or are people just hoping to be more satisfied? We're not saying that these things are evil. But these things are common. Our brother shared previously on to not love this world. The one thing that seems to affect me most is this small car. There's a short book with a few messages in it.
它是一个讲道集，那其中有一篇的信息的题目就是不要爱世界。
And in this book series, there's of messages. There's one message that says, to do not love this world.
弟兄在他的信息里让我们看见那个世界背后那个性质呢是什么？And
the brother shared in this message, what is the true meaning behind loving things of this world?
那本质是什么？本质是什么呢？ Nature.
What is the nature of this?
这是人所不知道的。This
is something that people don't understand.
我们今天活在这个世界里面，有政治的制度，有经济的制度，社会的制度。
Today, as we live in this world, we have all sorts of pressures from
教育的制度,
from the economy, from
work.
And all these things we consider just part of our lives.
从外面看好像都是好的。
From outwardly, they, we may consider them to be good.
譬如教育好了。教育。
Let's take education, for
example.
Everyone needs to have a good education.
但是我们都是看见背后,教育这个制度背后那个邪恶的东西。
But if we look behind education, we'll see the evil things.
是撒旦掌权的一个范围。
This is an area that is under control by Satan.
我们看见今天教育有没有把人带到神面前来？
Can we see today, can education bring a person before the
所有教育都告诉我们不要神。
All of the education tells us that we don't need God.
这是教育可怕的地方。
This is the scary part of education.
我们需要受教育，我再说。
Yeah, we do need an education, that's true.
但是我们有没有看见教育背后那个可怕、那个邪恶、撒旦的权势？
But behind the education, we have to see that it is under the control of Satan.
所以人若是知道世界本质的话，
If we see the true nature of the world,
我们在这个制度里面，我们就非常谨慎，我们非常小心。
And we will be very careful with how we interact with the world.
我们就知道如何在这个环境里面把自己分别为圣。
And then we would know how to separate ourselves to live a sanctified life. And to possess our own vessel in sanctification and honor. Because our bodies are the temple of the Lord. So Paul says we should be a useful vessel.
他说，在神的家，在大富人家有贵重的，有卑贱的器皿。
Says in the rich man's house there are vessels for honor.
但是，人若是要做一个贵重的器皿呢？
Well, if we are to be a vessel for honor,
就要自洁，脱离那卑贱的事。We
will need to cleanse ourselves from these things.
成为圣洁，合乎主用，行预备，行善事。
Sanctified and useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
就要行神的旨意,
to accomplish God's will.
所以我们看见使徒在那劝这些帖撒罗尼迦教会的人,
so the apostle here is encouraging the saints of
Thessalonica. 当一个人在等候主再来的时候,
when we're waiting for the Lord's return,
他要过一个圣洁的生活,
he has to live a holy life.
我们要除去一切污秽, 做一个敬畏神的人, 叫我们能够得以长生。
We have to put aside all the impure things and be sanctified to the Lord. This is the first point.
第二点，保罗在勉励他们说，他说，论到弟兄相爱，不用人写信给你们。
And the second point, now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you.
因为你们自己知道蒙了神的教训，这样彼此相爱。
For you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会实在是一个爱的教会。We
know that the Church of Thessalonica there is a church filled with love.
因为前面已经告诉我们说，他们的爱心实在已经成为众教会的一个榜样。We
have previously shared that in the beginning of the chapter that they
are. 我们知道当主耶稣快要上十字架之前，对门徒最后一个命令吩咐是什么呢？
That their love was an example for all the other saints. And what did the Lord say before he went to the cross to the disciples?
要他们彼此相爱。
He told them to love one another.
所以说对门徒说，我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Says I am giving to you a new commandment.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
As I love you, you should love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
所以说几次一再去告诉门徒，他们说你们要彼此相爱，你们要彼此相爱。
The Lord often told his disciples that you have to love one another. This is my commandment. This is a spiritual condition that is required by the church before the Lord comes again. When the Lord was speaking on the mountain,
他说到世界末了的时候，有许多先知出来要迷惑人。
That when the end times come, that there will be many false prophets that would mislead the people.
含着不法事情增多呢，许多人的心呢才渐渐的冷淡。
Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
And
this is, I think, not spoken to the, about the world, but about the believers. Because many lawless things are occurring, then our love will grow cold. So we see this is the condition of the church in the end times.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章告诉我们说, 在末世必有危险的日子。
In 2 Timothy, he says that there will be many dangerous things in the end times.
人都自顾自己。
And people only care for themselves.
你看今天世界上的人, 多少的人都在顾别人, 都是顾自己。
How many people are actually caring for other people? They're only caring about themselves.
今天许多神的儿女也是一样, 都是顾自己。
And today, God's children are likewise. They only care
只要我好,
for themselves.
只要我家庭好, 只要我儿女好就够了。
As long as I'm good and my family is good and my children are fine, other people's problems are not that important. This is the condition of the church in the end times.
保罗说,
Paul said to the Thessalonians, now on the matter of love for the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you. For you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
所以好像彼此相爱这件事情不需要人来教训教导人。
So this matter of loving the brethren, they don't need anyone to teach them.
他说因为你们自己已经蒙了神的教训。
Because you have already received the teaching from the Lord.
什么叫蒙了神的教训呢?
What is to receive teaching from the Lord?
前面说到他们是受了保罗的教训。
Previously we had written that, or it was written that they received instruction from Paul. That they know how to walk.
可是提到彼此相爱这件事情，他说不是受了人的教训，而是他们自己受了神的教训。
But in this matter of love for the brethren, they didn't receive teaching from another person, but they received the teaching directly from the Lord.
因为这个神的教训就是指着圣灵的恩告教训在我们里面。
So this teaching from the Lord is receiving teaching from the Holy Spirit.
一方面，的确许多属灵事情需要人来帮助来教导我们。
There are many spiritual things that we need other people's help to teach us.
但是很奇妙，彼此相爱这件事情不需要人教训我们。
But very amazingly here, the love for the brethren isn't something that needs to be taught by the Holy Spirit within us will naturally teach us.
那说明这件事情实在是很自然一件事情。
And it tells us that this concept is very natural.
因为我们所得到这个基督神的生命就是一个爱的生命。
Because the life that we receive from the Lord Jesus is a life filled with love.
圣灵的教导在我们里面，这是新约的一个特性。
And the teaching of the Holy Spirit within us is a characteristic of the New Testament.
圣灵在凡事上也会教导我们，就是恩膏在我们里面的教训。
And the Holy Spirit will teach us many things.
我想这就是新约一个生命的教训。
And this is the in the New Testament, a teaching from the life that we have.
这是灵里面的教训。
This is a teaching from the Spirit.
人对相爱这件事里面应该有这样的感觉。
So the love for the brethren, we should have this feeling within us.
我们常常讲到，我们要照着里面生命的感觉来生活来服侍。
That we should act on the feeling within us to live our lives.
我们觉得好像很抽象，很不够具体，很抽象，不具体，不是很具体。
We may consider this to be very abstract and not real.
若是有人告诉我该做这个该那做那个，好像我们就很容易照着写。
If someone tells us you should do this and this, then it's very it should be easy, we feel that it's easier for us.
若是我们讲到说我们要照生命的感觉、生命的灵的感觉，我们来生活的时候，我们就摸不着边。But
if someone tells us you should follow the moving of the Holy Spirit,
我们就不知道该如何写。May
not be able to grasp it fully.
我想这也是常常我说到我们实在属灵经历实在很欠缺。And
so this is something I feel is lacking within us.
但是感谢神。 这件事情不需要人太多教导。
We thank the Lord that this is something that doesn't need teaching from other people.
只要我们照着里面的感觉，只要我们活在生命里面，自然而然，我们在这个彼此相爱的事情当中，我们就知道如何行。
As long as we abide in the Spirit and act on this prompting within us, then we know how to love one another.
罗马书第13章那里告诉我们，
Romans 13 tells us，
他说凡事不可亏欠人，
Owe nothing to anyone.
在我们在地上要做一个公义的人。
Here on earth, we need to be righteous.
不亏欠就是说要义。
To not owe anyone is to be made right with everyone.
凡事不可亏欠人,
to owe nothing to anyone.
那底下告诉我们说,
except to love one another. So we ought to owe each other to love.
对，讲到彼此相爱这件事情，我们可以亏欠别人。
On the matter of love, you can owe this to other people.
但不是说我们可以亏欠别人。Not to
say that we ought to owe people.
我们要常常感觉我们在亏欠别人。
But we to feel that we owe love to other people.
那就是说，常常感觉我们是不够爱。
To feel that we don't have enough love.
常常欠别人爱。
That we often owe other people love.
这是圣经所告诉我们的话。
This is the word that the Bible tells us.
但是你看今天地上教会的光景。
But we look at the condition of the church today. It's often we feel that other people owe us love.
为什么许多人在教会当中觉得教会没有爱?
Why do many people come into the church and feel this church doesn't seem to have any love?
劝劝爱,
or that this brother owes love.
那个姊妹也不够有爱心,
or this sister doesn't have a loving heart.
这说明什么?
What does this tell us?
因为别人亏欠爱, 亏欠我, 亏欠爱给我。
Other people owe me love.
但圣经告诉我们，不是感觉别人亏欠我。
But the Bible tells us that we should not feel that other people owe us love.
那是我感觉我亏欠别人。
But to feel that I owe other people love.
觉得我实在不够有爱心，欠缺爱心。
That I don't have enough love.
我们在当中有人有这样感觉的人。
So the Bible tells us that people that have this feeling.
他们常常是有爱的人。
These are people that often have
一个里面没有爱的人总是觉得别人欠缺他亏欠他
If someone doesn't have love within themselves, they often feel that other people owe them love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要常常活在爱亏欠爱的感觉里面。
So brothers and sisters, we ought to live in this feeling of owing other people love.
所以有时候我们感觉到别人亏欠我们爱的时候呢,
when we feel that other people owe us love,
我们就容易软弱，就容易跌倒。
We will become weak and fall.
所以我们常说，因为那个事情让我跌倒了，那个弟兄、那个姊妹的情形所做事让我跌倒了。
We may say, you know, this brother and sister so did this and this, and it caused me to stumble.
为什么我们会因着一些人、一些事情而跌倒呢？
Why would we fall because of some people or some things?
我想上次很多人稍微提到。
Previously, our brother shared.
因为耶稣那里告诉我们说，若是我们有爱弟兄的心，
First John 1 tells us that if we have a heart of love for,
若是我们在光明醒，就没有叫绊倒的缘由。
Then there is a
没有绊倒的缘由。
There is no reason for us to stumble.
为什么我们会绊倒会跌倒呢？
Why would we stumble and fall?
有两个可能。
There are two possibilities.
就是我们走路的时候，我们是在黑漆漆的一个环境的里面。
One is that we are walking in darkness.
所以我们看不见马路当中有一块石头，所以我们走过去的时候就被它绊倒了。
Because we're walking in darkness, when we're walking on the road, we don't see that there's a stone, and we trip over it.
因为我们看不见那个石头。
Because we can't see the stone.
啊，第二个情形。
The second condition.
虽然外面是明亮的。
Even though it's bright outside.
但是我们是因为瞎眼的。
Because we are blind.
所以我们也没有看见那个石头，我们就被它绊倒了。
Because we still can't see the stone, we would stumble.
所以不管是在黑暗的环境里面，或是我们眼睛瞎，都说明我们这个人是活在黑暗里面。
Whether it's dark outside or we are blinded, it's still speaking the same condition.
你怎么活在黑暗里面呢？我们就跌倒了呀。
Because we're living in darkness, we stumble.
所以当一个人在说到我跌倒的时候，
when someone says I've stumbled,
那就提醒我们，原来我们已经不活在光明里面，我们是活在黑暗里面。
It's alerting us to say that we are not living in the light, we're living in the dark.
所以使徒耶稣告诉我们说，若是我们活在光明里面，我们就没有绊倒的缘由。
So, the Bible says that if we're living in the light, then there's no reason for us to stumble.
因为我们是活在光的里面。
Because we're living in the light.
虽然那件事情，那个人好像摆在马路当中。
Even though someone may have placed something in the middle of the road,
但是我不会因着那块石头而绊跌。We won't
stumble over that stone.
因为我是活在光明里。
Because I'm living in the light.
所以当一个人在那觉得他被绊倒的时候， 还是让我们提醒我们自己要回到光的里面。
If we feel stumbled, then it's reminding us that we need to return to living in the light.
让我们若是活在光的里面，正如神是光明的。
We ought to live in the light because the Lord is light.
And
the blood of the Lord Jesus can wash away all of our unrighteousness.
因为在黑暗里面, 我们不能够好好走这条路, 回到光的里面, 我们看见我们的光景, 我们就求耶稣的血, 洁净我们。
Because if we're in the darkness, we won't be able to walk this path. If we're in the
light, 我们就活在光明的里面, 我们与光明的神, 就有一个交通。
If we're in the light, then we have this fellowship with the Lord of Light, and we'll be able to walk the
path. 告诉帖撒罗尼迦教会说，你们蒙了神的教训。
So Paul tells the Thessalonians, you have received teaching from the Lord.
叫你们彼此相爱。You
love one another.
你们像马其顿全界众教固然是这样行。For
indeed, you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia.
但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。But
we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
我们知道他们的爱心已经在马其顿众教当中是一个非常好的榜样。
See that their love for one another is already a good example for all the brethren in Macedonia. That they love all the brethren. But Paul says it's still not enough. You have to excel still more. Excel still more. Add more and more. And it tells us that love is without limit. As our Lord Jesus himself. His love is limitless.
只要人愿意来到他面前，就可以享受他爱。
Anyone who's willing to come before him can enjoy his love.
这也是我们一生要所要追求的。And
this is something that we pursue our entire life.
这是末世教会要复兴、要恢复的一个属灵的光景。This
is a spiritual condition that the Lord is trying to revive in the church in the end times today.
当神的儿女在学习彼此相爱的时候，When
the brothers and sisters are learning how to love one another.
我们是活在光明的里面,
to testify that we are living in the light. Not only do we have fellowship with the Lord, we have fellowship with God's children as well. And there's nothing there that would cause us to stumble. We see our own surroundings. We see our own lack. And so we would more diligently pursue. So we would encourage one another.
And then we would, that the
Lord's household would display this
condition.
That all people would see that we are God's family, God's disciples.
And this is Paul's
commandment to the
Thessalonians.
That how they should live their lives in this period of time before the Lord's return. We have to know God's will. That we ought to be a holy people. Not only do we have the position of being saints. But we have to demonstrate that we are. Because the Lord is holy, He wants us also to be holy. And because He is love, He wants us to demonstrate and show that we also have His love within us.
So, 弟兄姊妹，当我们活在这个主再来这个光启示的光当中的时候。
So when we live in the light of revelation of the Lord's return, these are things that we ought to pursue and study. And these are things that the Lord has already given us a lot of grace on. But we have to excel still more. And until we can enter into His kingdom. This is the reason why He has called us. And until the day He returns, we'll be able to stand blameless before Him.
得他的称许, 得他的喜悦,
to receive His praise.
好,这样到这里,
this concludes our sharing. Would our brother conclude in a word of prayer?